Rich Taffel, thanks for coming in.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Let's talk about Mitt Romney's views on gay rights, gay marriage. Is it fair to say that his views have waffled over the years?
I think certainly when he was running for Senate in Massachusetts in 1994, he really made a case to log cabin Republicans at that time that he would be even better than Senator Kennedy because he'd be a moderate Republican that supported gay rights. Gay marriage really wasn't on the table at that time in American
Right.
politics. But on discrimination, he basically made the pitch, look, I'm a business guy. I've never discriminated against gay people. I have no problem with it. And I'd be a supporter if I was in the Senate.
And that was a genuine view. I mean, he wasn't just saying that from, I mean, he believed that.
I
That's,
think,
yeah.
well, that's the question, I think. I believe that he believed that at the time. And I, having met with him at the time, it seemed like he had no problem with it at all. He had no He was very, very comfortable, very kind, and it was a very good discussion.
When he eventually, of course, he lost that race against Ted Kennedy. When he eventually did become governor of Massachusetts, how do you assess his position on gay issues?
Nothing dramatic changed from former Republican governors who were very supportive on gay rights.
Like Bill Weld
Bill
and.
Weld, Jane Swift, Paul Cellucci. So there was a history there, and he pretty much maintained that history. When the issue of marriage came up, and it was historic in Massachusetts.
This is in 2004, of course.
Exactly. Yeah, he. There was a pivot that took place in his administration where it wasn't just, "Boy, I'm uncomfortable with this. I don't support it." It was really almost a launch of a presidential campaign. It felt very odd at the time that he would really ride this issue as a governor when there were so many other issues for the state. And so it felt to many, at least to me, that there was a bit of a pivot. And he was saying, "I've got no future in Republican politics unless I pivot on this issue and show to the conservatives I'm anti-gay."
Remind us what he said in 2004 when the Massachusetts court ruled gay marriage to be constitutional in the state.
Well, he not only took a position against it, but he actually looked to long-standing laws in the state that protected the state from accepting other states' laws on gay marriage. So he really went all out in every which way, and it was more the visibility of bringing in socially conservative leaders into the state and giving speeches with them, and to this day saying a line that he keeps saying that I kept Massachusetts becoming the Las Vegas of gay marriage.
In a sense, in other words, what he wanted to do was to prevent from other gay couples coming to Massachusetts and getting married there.
That's right.
Was he successful?
Not so much. Massachusetts became a magnet for gay couples getting married in those early days.
How did people in that state react? Because, of course, Massachusetts is one of the most traditionally most liberal states in the country. Did voters did folks in Massachusetts, were they irritated by it? Or did they wonder why he was focused on it? Did they support him?
I think they were irritated by it, and he decided not to run for another term of governor, so that might sum it up.
You think that it was related to that?
Well, he obviously had become out of favor with the constituents of Massachusetts and didn't make it to a second term.
Rich, you, of course, are the founder of the Log Cabin Republicans. Now that this issue of gay marriage has really come to the forefront with President Obama's, first of all, let me ask you for your reaction of what of President Obama's statement. How did you feel when you heard the president say, "I support marriage equality"?
I was very excited by it. I'm very moved by it. I know there's a lot of political calculation right now, but I kind of saw it in the sweep of history, and I saw it as a very historic moment for a president taking a lead on civil rights issues. So I saw it as very important, and I saw it as leadership that the country is craving on a variety of issues, and I thought it was great.
Do you think it backs Mitt Romney into a corner?
I think it does box him in. He is really a moderate. That's what's hurt him in the primary.
He
And
is
now,
truly a moderate. He's not, as he has said, severely
yeah, he's
conservative,
not
you think?
severely conservative, but he's a pragmatic businessman who will do what it takes to win. And he will run an amazing campaign. And I think people underestimate his abilities. And he will be a very close race. So he will do what it takes to win. And that said, I don't think his personal, personally, I think he supports civil rights. He comes from an ancestry of his father was a champion on civil rights for African Americans. So this is where he's coming from. I think the Republican Party, where it stands today, for a moderate from Massachusetts who's Mormon, to win the primary, he has to really kowtow to the social conservative wing of the party. And I think that's what's boxed him in because he can't win in swing states as a social conservative.
What is going to happen if he does not? I mean, clearly he's not going to come out and support gay marriage. I shouldn't say clearly because nothing is impossible, but it's pretty clear that he won't do that. So there's a clear dividing line between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama on this issue. You have written a lot about Romney and his position on gay issues. What happens if he doesn't, if he doesn't show more support for gay rights?
I think he's going to have to reach out to the swing states in the middle and support gay rights. And he's, if it's not going to be gay marriage, he has to show why he supports domestic partners. He has to demonstrate it in a number of ways, including his vice presidential choice. But he's going to have to find a way to say, gay marriage might be too far for me, but look at this is who I am. And he's going to have to get right up to the president, because I think on a lot of these swing states, swing voters, or independent voters, are looking at those issues. The economy will obviously dominate this election, but they're also looking for authenticity, and that's been a challenge for Mitt Romney. And I think this marriage issue to date has been a hurt for President Obama, and I think he changed that by coming out in favor of it.
Are you suspicious of Mitt Romney's hard line on this issue right now? I mean, do you feel that he's being disingenuous?
A bit, because what you're really wondering in a campaign, we all know they're politicians. We know they're plastic. They'll do what they need to get elected. What you wonder is what they'll be like when they're elected.
Yeah.
And so right now, that's what I'm having a hard time imagining with Mitt Romney. I actually think he's a very pragmatic man, a smart man. I think he's a smart leader. So I have a lot of positive things to say about Mitt Romney. What he would be like as president, would he be beholden to a socially conservative far right in the GOP? That's puzzling, and that's the question.
Rich, you're a Republican, I would assume.
Yes.
As a founder of the Log Cabin Republicans, the largest gay Republican organization. You still are a Republican.
I'm still a Republican. But I have to say I'm part of a breed that doesn't exist very much anymore with the loss of Senator Lugar. I'm a moderate Republican, so I should say that.
Who are you going to vote for, President Obama or Mitt Romney?
It's a good question, because I have strongly positive views about both of them, to be quite honest. And I think I was really troubled by President Obama's movement's calculations on this and his lack of authenticity. And
you think it was inauthentic for him to come out in support of gay marriage?
I think it was inauthentic when he was not coming out in favor.
When
he was saying, I'm evolving, I thought that was political
pandering.
He
was obfuscating.
He was doing what he accused Mitt Romney of. Mm. I think his coming out in favor of it makes me much more inclined and supportive of his candidacy than it was in the past.
And so you can imagine yourself voting for a Democrat.
Yeah, and I'm one of those unusual people that I'm not part of either tribe, really. I actually do look at the candidates, and I vote for who I think will be best for the country, and that could be a Democrat, it could be a Republican. So, yeah, I will look for who I think will be the best president to lead us forward.
Let me talk to you about the politics of this announcement by President Obama. Some people are saying, listen, this is going to be a windfall for him. There are a lot of very rich gay donors in Hollywood and on Wall Street. This could actually be a huge turning point for him.
Well, again, I would just say first, there's a power to authenticity and being on the right side of history. So we can look at the calculation, and I can look at the calculation. I personally believe at the end of the day, it's a net win for the president for a variety of reasons. But I think that it was still brave, because there are some states that this is still a very controversial issue. So I give him credit for showing leadership on the issue. The political calculus, I think it will inspire young voters who this is just a complete non-issue for. I think it will help with Hollywood money. I think it could mute some of the Wall Street money that's been leaving him this cycle. I just think there's a lot of swing voters who really, really are craving somebody who's authentic. Just tell us the truth. I don't have to agree with you in everything, but tell me what you really believe. And I think that makes it a winning issue for him.
It doesn't hurt that the attention, at least for the time being, is away from the economy.
Well, at the end of the day, the economy is going to judge this president, I'm convinced. And I think historically, if you're coming up to an election, 2 years before the election, if unemployment is going up, you lose. If unemployment is going down, you win. That's I think, since 1956. So that will be the dominant issue. I don't think he's trying to change the subject. I don't think they're naive to know that that's going to be an issue. But to have your base charged up a little bit more, and to have people who are actually in the center, who actually make decisions, they're not just part of a tribe called Democrat or Republican, I think he sent a message that he's more authentic.
Now that the president of the United States has come out in support of marriage equality, do you believe that the momentum is now so powerful that there's no turning back?
Yes, but I believe that the momentum on gay marriage is inevitable. This is a historic moment. Someday we'll look at people who oppose gay marriage the way we do of people who fought against liberating slaves. It'll be that kind of issue. We'll be embarrassed. No one will brag. And their grandchildren will brag about the fact that they were opposed to gay marriage. It will be, and if you're already speaking to young people under 30, it's almost beyond their imagination that this is an issue. So it really is a generational issue. A younger president has declared himself in favor of it. That's why I do believe it's a very historic moment, and we'll look back to it and appreciate it for the history that he created by doing it.
That's Rich Taffel. He's the founder of the Log Cabin Republicans. That's a gay Republican organization, and also the founder of a policy training program called Public Square. Rich Taffel, thank you so much for coming in.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.